Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Also, what could save you money or make you some money is listening to our man Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. He will join us at the bottom of the hour to get you ready.
And you better listen to my picks.
Did you win the first year, regular season?
No, we're not talking about the last 3 years
Those
ago,
Those were
Chris.
Your picks 2 years
no,
ago.
No, no, no. We're talking about...
Did you pick the Super Bowl champion
we're talking
either
about
the last
this year.
2 years?
Would you stop? Stop.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Chris, can you just give me credit for last week?
You opened the door.
Week?
I was just asking questions.
Just give me credit for last week. That's right. Thank you, Janet.
Rob
Thank you, baby.
Look, I'm going to get... Rob is the man on week one. He is 15-0. In week one, the last 3 years. So
that's
I'm
incredible.
Giving you props.
Versus
now,
the spread.
Now, here's the problem. It's week two. All right? It's week two. So play it. Hit it, Alex. What have you done for me lately? That 5-0 record last week means nada. Now, let me get serious for a moment, Rob. I just want to wrap up with a bow the discussion we just had about Matthew Stafford and his article. What you've noticed, may have noticed, I think, and I'm not saying it's the rule, it's the exception. I'm not saying it's in every case, but it is often the case. White people or people you've seen on television or white athletes who are sympathetic and understanding of what African Americans are talking about, right? When we talk about the police brutality and things like that, if you notice, they are whites who are around a lot of black people, right? Matthew
yes,
Stafford
because,
is
yes,
full
his
of black
teammates are black.
Right.
He's played football his whole life.
Yeah, at
a that
high
level,
level you're
right,
going to play with a lot of black players.
Absolutely.
Teammates. Get to know them as friends. All of that. Same thing with Kirk Herbstreit was crying. You saw him crying on TV.
Yep.
He played football at the highest levels, too. Ohio State. He had a cup of coffee in the pros, right? So he obviously has gotten to know African Americans closely. And that is, there's a commonality there. Whites, the studies show white Americans are the most segregated group of Americans. You know, I think they say 85% of whites grow up in overwhelmingly white areas. And so a lot don't have many experiences with African Americans. Some have hardly, almost none. A good number have almost none, other than seeing us on television
and
as athletes.
And unless
and
you go to college, like I had white roommates in college, Chris, and they had never been like I think I've told you this before. In meeting me and living with me and finding out, you know what I mean, about me,
right?
What they wanted to do was instead of saying, "Wow, this guy's kind of like me," they said that I wasn't like most of the black people. They tried to take me.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like
because
knew.
It didn't make sense.
Did they need
I
to
was,
know what black people were like? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You weren't the stereotype.
Right. That I didn't, you know what I mean? Like I was some right. anomaly. And I used to say, no.
You
I'm
didn't
just
have
like,
thick gold chains around
yes.
your neck?
Yes. I would say, right. I would tell them, I'm just like that black guy walking over there that you don't know.
Right.
I'm just like him. You just
right.
don't know him.
Absolutely. And so, Rob, a lot of whites, some, let's just keep it real, some are just racist, all right? But some genuinely, they've never seen what African Americans go through, particularly not even just impoverished ones, because, you know, you weren't impoverished when you're stopped 7 times in 3 months by the cops for no reason.
No,
but
in one of the best
see,
areas in right. you know, suburban Detroit, right.
They don't see this stuff. And so some may genuinely just don't think it happens. and they look at some stats and say, oh, it doesn't say this and doesn't say. And but what I would say is listen to African Americans. We're not making stuff up. And listen to the white Americans who support African Americans in this cause, who have been around African Americans, know them as friends and family. How can you really say that you know what African Americans are going through or what we're not going through when you have absolutely no interaction with African Americans other than seeing them on TV?
Right.
How can you say, you know, you've never been to the hood, other maybe you've gone through it, but you have no idea what goes on down there. So, or rural black areas. So don't be so arrogant to say, to just dismiss it when you absolutely have no idea. And maybe not your own fault, but you're just not in that environment. So how can you speak with such authority on it?
Chris, I told you before, my dad grew up in Wildwood, Florida, which is outside of Orlando. And he used to tell me all the time, he's passed, but he used to tell me all the time, you're so lucky you were born in New York. He used to say that to me all the time. And I say, why? And he would say, it was horrible, the police, the way that they treated them down in Florida, Chris. Like you,
right.
Like it, he said it was, it, he said he doesn't even know how he survived. Because if you went out of your neighborhood, there was a chance that they'd put you into something, you know what I mean? Get you jammed up in the system.
Yep.
He said it was horrific. He couldn't wait to get out of Florida.
Yeah. Nah, it's real. It's real. So I just wanted to kind of say that, you know, Matthew Stafford's not making something up.
No. And hats off for Matthew Stafford.
Trying to be, right.
Seriously. He doesn't have to do it, Chris.
Hero. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to do it.
So, all right, well, Rob, we started. Look, it's an NFL Friday.
Let's get to the football.
Yeah,
let's get to the football.
We got Denver and LA are underway. It's 4-2 Lakers early. But let's get to the football. It's a big weekend. Now, we just had on Trolling or Rolling, where Martin Weiss was bringing up how, you know, when you're 0-2, it's tough to make the playoffs. Since 2007, Rob.
Do you have the numbers? Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted.
98
okay.
teams have started the season 0-2, and only 12.2% have made the playoffs.
That's incredible, Chris.
No, it's difficult to do, especially think about it. You got 16 games. You would think, wow, that's not, you know, you should be able to bounce back from that. But only 12% of the teams have. So it's a hole. So what I want to throw out to you, Rob, we got about four games that I'm looking at that, you know, teams that are expected to make the playoffs or at least contend for the playoffs right. are 0-1. And, you know, according to the stats, they really need to win this week. So we got Atlanta at Dallas. Both teams are 0-1. Some people are expecting something from Atlanta, but certainly from Dallas. So that's one. We got the Vikings, Minnesota at Indianapolis.
That's a big game
right?
for both of them, Chris.
Both of
big
them.
Game.
Both are 0-1. Both are – you and I pick Minnesota to win their division. You pick Indianapolis, so big game
right.
for both of them. Carolina's at Tampa Bay. Now, Carolina, I don't think anybody expects them to make the playoffs, but obviously Tampa Bay. But both are 0-1. And then you've got San Francisco, defending NFC champions.
And the Jets.
Against New York Jets. You pick them – to win the AFC East. So
yep.
all those teams are 0-1. I want to ask you, which one of those, it's not even just four. I mean, almost all eight of them.
Almost all eight are in right? the same boat. Right.
Right.
Almost.
Which team do you think needs the win the most?
I think it's the Indianapolis Colts with an older quarterback who struggled last year. It's a home game, Chris. If Minnesota loses, they're on the road. Not that they want to lose. They're on the road. You know how hard it is to win games on the road in the NFL.
Right.
Dallas has a little bit of a break because the NFC East isn't that tough.
Right.
I know Washington looked great week one. The Giants aren't that great. Philly, you don't know what they're going to do with them. You know, like, I'm expecting good things, but they got off to a terrible start. Defensively, right? Gave up a lot of points.
And offensively.
Yeah, but mostly defensive. They gave up 27 unanswered.
Yeah, that
honest.
Means you couldn't score.
Whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
Look
but
at
my
you.
Point is, I'm going to say the Colts in that game, I think that they have to win. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble.
I'm going – that's a fair one because I agree that they need to win.
And Tampa Bay, I didn't get to mention Tampa is another big one, but I'm going to stay the Colts.
I'm going to go with San Francisco because I know everybody was expecting big things. I picked them to make the playoffs. I think you did too. But it is not impossible. It's not even an anomaly that much for a team that made the Super Bowl to miss the playoffs the following year. You know, we saw it with Philadelphia. We saw it, not Philadelphia right away, but we saw it with Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers. We saw it with somebody else recently.
It happens more often than you think.
Right. It happens quite a bit. And obviously last week was a bad loss. But if they lose to the Jets, you lost to Arizona, who nobody really is expecting anything from except a little bit of improvement. And that's a division game. You lost to them. If you lose to the Jets, who I know you like them, Rob, but
you know what's funny, though? You know what's funny, Chris? Last year, guess who lost to the Jets at home and it wound up killing them?
Who?
I mean, they lost to the Jets on the road in Jersey. It was the Cowboys. You remember that ugly game they lost to the Jets?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Think about that.
Yep.
It was the Jets.
But the Jets looked horrible in the opener. They're already, you know, critical, questioning Sam Darnold here in New York. And if the Niners go out and lose to them coming off a loss, so where you expect your antennas to be up, you expect you to be, you know, coming out like we got to get this win. If they lose to the Jets in that division, I know Jets aren't in their division, but I mean, knowing you've got Arizona again and you've got all the teams you got to deal with in that division, I think they would be in big trouble. And I mean, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a pretty good quarterback. But Rob, I have never seen a guy. This guy is 21-6 in his career as a starter. And yet, he is so doubted. I know he misses some big throws. We know he missed the big one in the Super Bowl to Emmanuel Sanders. He misses some big throws. But the dude has been a winner so far. And if they don't win and if he doesn't light it up or just plays poorly, I think it's going to really be problems in San Francisco. And so that's the team I think needs the W more than anybody else.
It'll be interesting to see what people think because there's a lot. And then we could make the case for Chris, if Tom Brady struggles, just say they lose. Tom Brady struggles, throws two picks. I'm just giving you a scenario.
If he plays poor, I think they can overcome or sustain a loss. But if he plays poor, well,
right.
But yeah, if he plays poorly again, yeah, it is going to be drama central down there in Tampa.
I really believe that. I do. I think people will be like 0-2. Uh-oh, now you've dug yourself into a hole. You know, he's getting older, you know, not younger.
And who knows what Bruce Arians might say.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Look, in practice, he looked like Tom Brady. I mean, I'm stunned. I can't believe what I'm seeing out. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what Bruce Arians would say? So it could get crazy. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Which team do you think needs a win, is in a must-win situation this weekend? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. AutoZone is more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations. In-store or curbside, visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Of course, it's a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex the Vegan is in the crates. All right, Rob, let's see what they think. 877-99 on Fox. Which NFL team better win this weekend? Your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369.
All right, let's kick it off with Rafael in Brazil. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Good evening, everybody.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm all right. I'm great. Hey, I want to congratulate you guys on the 2 years anniversary.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the show. And you know
it's
what, Raphael, you could never underestimate being on national radio for 2 years. Chris and I are very thankful.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Man, I really love the show. It's been a year and a half since I started listening to and watching clips of The Odd Couple. I usually listen to you guys' podcasts because of my job and family, and I really appreciate what you guys bring to the table night in and night out.
Thank you. Strong opinions
in a fun way.
Thank you.
You are great
man.
Communicators, yes. analysts, and entertainers, man. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much.
Love the way you interact with the rest of the crew. It's amazing. You know, I love Rob G and Alex Teicher. They every single time they participate, we as listeners have fun. You know, I love your segments. You know, Hot Seat's great. Barbershop Talk. Oh. It's all fun, man.
Man, thank you.
My guy.
Yes.
No,
indeed.
Really. That means a lot. It really does.
We can't do it without the fans. There's no doubt about that. We can't do it without the listeners.
If I may, I want to share my favorite moment of The Odd Couple. May I?
Yes, definitely.
It was Mr. Chris Broussard's take on that Manny Machado incident. When Machado dropped F-bomb after F-bomb face-to-face with the umpire. Man, that take was epic. I highly recommend every listener to check the clip on YouTube. It was so funny because as soon as Chris finished it, DJ Tyshirt gave him a mic drop sound, and Rob was so quiet in his side of the desk that we could hear a mouse urinate on his Jordans under the table, man. Rob was stunned. My man, Chris.
Nice. Raphael, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Who would have thought that somebody's favorite moment from our show was a baseball take.
I know.
And me, let alone. You know,
but it was a baseball take. That's pretty good. Yes, thanks, Raphael. Yes. We appreciate you in Brazil. Yep.
Yes.
All right, Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, my uncles? Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
Bro. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Listen, I'm going to go with Tampa. The reason why I'm going to go with Tampa as in the most must-win situation is because – you know, if they go 0-2, that'd be no different than when they had Jameis Winston. The thing with bringing Tom Brady over to Tampa was that was supposed to elevate their season. And
don't
to go
disagree.
0-2,
right?
0-2, I think that'd be devastating. Plus, in playing, you know, in division with my Saints, you know, I mean, they got to win 10-11 games, and 0-2 would make it very hard to.
They
got to
win
10.
Right, and you know what, Keith?
Seven teams make it this year in the conference.
But Keith is right about the elevation. Like, because say Tom has two more picks, then you're right back in the same situation you were a year ago. Tom has to play better, Chris, right?
No, he can't have the turnovers. That's the one thing that was supposed to separate him. Because if you look at other things, Winston's fine.
His numbers were good, right? It was the turnovers, absolutely. All right, David in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? My family I haven't met yet, man.
Let me
add my congratulations on the 2 years, man. I'm so glad you guys put this show together. I've been here from the beginning.
Man.
I remember when the show first came on. I remember I was out riding my lawnmower, cutting my grass. I'm like, now, who are these dudes? It's on the weekend, and, man, you guys know how I feel about the show. I fell in love with
you, my man.
So,
we really
doing
appreciate
what you're doing.
That.
Thanks, David.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna agree with, I think his name was Keith, the guy before me, for maybe a little bit different reason. I think it's Tampa, just because, my God, listen to Bruce Arians after they lost a game going off on Tom Brady.
Right.
They lose
who knows
another
what
one.
He'll say, right?
How long is it before Brady says, yo, bro, I didn't sign up for this stuff down here. I've been getting it for 20 years up north, man. And who do you think the people that run the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to pick if Tom Brady starts getting unhappy, you know, Bruce Arians, he never won nothing, so he might be looking for a job, man. So anyway, congratulations, guys. Let's just keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you, Dave.
Brother.
Appreciate it. There's two votes for Tampa, Chris. What about John in South Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I want to first say, positive over negative, young black man. Let's be positive at all times. Stop giving them a reason to kill you. Put your hands up. Don't interact with the police. All right. I want to say you guys didn't say this team, but I really think you should have mentioned Philadelphia. Carson Wentz.
We're gonna let keep him on. I don't want to cut you off. We want to get your take. But I'm going to tell you why I didn't mention Philadelphia or Dallas. Because you're right. They need to win, both of them.
Yep.
But that division,
what's it going to take?
Right. Nine wins,
Might win
you're not
the division.
Be dead. You're not going to be dead 0-2 in that division. That's all we're saying. But go ahead.
Right. I think that there's no way that Philadelphia beat Dallas last year with absolutely nothing.
Right.
So to this year, to do what they did in this first game, and I know this year is different, you know, with not having to be able, with not being able to do the things that you normally would do in a regular preseason and all of that. But they got to get it together, and they got to come out and win Sunday against the Rams. They can do it because they've beaten the Rams before. That's my take on it. And I also want to leave you with this. We're putting together signs and everything down here in South Carolina, Somerville, South Carolina. Free A.J. Green. We want him out of Cincinnati, man.
All right. Hey, John, thanks.
He got a nice young quarterback, though. I'll tell you that.
Hey, we saw that last night. Hey, Sean in Sacramento, let's squeeze him in. Of course he wants to get in on the anniversary talk, I'm sure. Sean, what's up, buddy? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, my uncle's from another mother. It's your original fake radio nephew, man. All these other dudes calling you uncle, but it's good, man. We could use a bigger family around here with the Odd Couple, man.
Sean, can you believe we're into our third year now, man? It's amazing.
Hey, and
Sean,
I've been there since day one, man.
I can't believe you missed the anniversary either. I know.
You were mad at me.
You must be lonely on the anniversary.
I know. I had no choice, though. Chris knows I've been trying to get to the dentist for months, right, Chris?
Yes.
For months.
Yes.
You know how I know Chris really loved you, one? Is every time you there, he give you the hardest time. But when you gone, he be so mean to these step-in IT guests, man. George Wrongster was over there backpedaling and stuttering his way through the whole show, man.
That's funny. That's funny.
So real quick, I'm going to give y'all a take. I'm going to give y'all my favorite moment in the last 2 years. My take is the Niners better find a way, man. They traveling from the West Coast to New York.
East Coast,
That early game, it might be ugly. They're missing two wide receivers and George Kittle. What are they going to do on offense?
Right. Absolutely.
And then my favorite moment real quick. I was just going to say my favorite moment real quick is when Unc said he was going to move to Mexico, and they ended up losing that game. The Patriots said, hey, he's still out here, baby, so he ain't going nowhere. And my other favorite moment was when Big Rob had Channing Frye shaking in his boots with that half-baked take, man. Go ahead and run that back, Channing Frye, before you come step into the big boys.
That's right.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Remember I said, we don't play that on the Odd Couple.
Right,
remember that?
Right.
1A
that
and 1B.
Can't do it.
Yes, right, we don't do that.
That was really good. All right, we got Lamar Mitchell coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know when you hear the funky music, who is walking down the street? He's the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. He walks through Vegas and it parts like the Red Sea. Everyone in Vegas knows him. He is our man, Lamar Mitchell. What's up, brother? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for the shout out. Appreciate it.
Yes, man. Look, everybody listen up. He's going to get you ready for this weekend if you're going to do some betting. So here we go, Lamar.
Now, wait a minute, real quick. Lamar, last week, Chris, what was your record?
2-3. Or you know I'm a slow starter.
He was 2-3 last week, Lamar. I was 5-0. Just to let you know, on pick.
Wow,
Rob is great.
Wow,
he's you ready 15-0 over the last 3 years.
I'm 15-0 on the opening weekend over the last 3 years.
You know the problem, the Lamar. You know the problem.
What's that?
It's week two.
All right, let's go.
He's been good. All right. Look, I see the total for the Falcons matchup against the Cowboys opened at 50, but it's jumped since then to 53.5. Yeah. Is that more about the offenses being so good, or at least in people's eyes, or the defenses being really bad?
That's about the defenses being really bad, because you saw what happened when the Cowboys played the Rams. They just got manhandled, and the fact that the score was a lot closer than what it should have been. You saw Donald just dominate that offensive line, and the Falcons, they don't have any defense, so they expect the Cowboys to be running up and down the field on these guys too. So that's about the offenses being where they are, but the defense is not being very good because they're both banged up.
How about the Rams and Eagles? The total opened up at 49 points, but has since dropped to 45.5. What factors played into that change, Lamar?
Well, that's because the Rams' defense actually looked pretty good against the Cowboys' offense. And the Eagles, we don't know what we're going to get with them, Carson Wentz and that offense. We're going to actually need the Eagles on the side. But the total is basically with that Rams' defense, they did look definitely rejuvenated week one versus the Cowpokes.
Lamar, speaking of Rob's Eagles, the Washington football team put up 27 unanswered against them last week. But this week, they're 6.5-point dogs as they hosting Arizona. What are the Sharps seeing? I mean, I get what Arizona did last week, but what are the Sharps seeing that makes them think the Cardinals are such big favorites?
Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. That's what they're saying. I mean, nobody is going to give Riverboat Ron any shot until he proves it more than 1 week in a row. But it's Kyler Murray, because everyone knows that this kid is electric, and with that offense, they could do some things. So that's why the number came that high, and that's why it's still moving up to 7 minus 105 right now.
Wow.
What about the Patriots? They're heading to Seattle to face the Seahawks. The Seahawks are favored by 3.5. How do you see this game playing out? These are both 1-0 teams. And I'll just say this, Lamar. If I'm just looking at this, I think this is a lock for Seattle to cover that 3.5.
Ooh, you're on the side with the Joes then, Rob, because we are going to need the Seahawks. All the money's coming on the Patriots, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the money's coming on the Patriots, so we're going to need the Seahawks. But if you look at it, the ticket count is 3-1 on the Seahawks, but that's all Joe money.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I mean, the sharp money's coming on the Pats. So,
really? Why is that? Is this, do the Patriots, have they have some record I don't know about in Seattle? Or I Cam play great. I just not so sure that on the road, you know what I mean? I need to see the Patriots play on the road first.
I think the factor here is Belichick. Even though Pete Carroll's an excellent coach, I think that's a factor in the points. It just is a little bit too much for sharp money to say we got to, you know, that's a lot of points there. But, you know, Russell Wilson, phenomenal. You know, he's phenomenal. So that's why the Joes are on him, and the Sharps are definitely looking at taking the points.
Wow.
All right, the Niners, we know they struggled last week, but they've opened as 4-point favorites this week against the hapless Jets. Again, Rob's
and this
Jets.
Is on the road, right?
Yeah, on the road. But now it opened at 4. Now it's up to 7.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I don't even feel like asking this, but I got to. Did Le'Veon Bell going to the IR have anything to do with the jump?
No.
Le'Veon hadn't exactly been the Pittsburgh Le'Veon. We know that.
Right. Not at all.
No, seriously, this is just strictly the Jets are the Jets. And remember Denny Green saying, we know who they are. Remember that back in the day when he was talking about the Bears?
They are.
We know who the Jets are.
They are who they thought they are. Did we have that,
exactly.
Alex? That's one of the greatest moments.
Well, Rob thought the Jets were the best team in AFC East. So,
hey, they won 7 of their last 9 games last year. Don't poo-poo them already.
I can tell you the ticket count on this one is 10-1 in favor of the Niners. And after that loss that they had last week, the Jets might be on a bad end of a beating.
Hey, don't forget Dallas lost at New York to the Jets last year. You remember that game? I know you remember that.
I don't remember that one.
I remember that, the 8-8 Cowboys. Yeah, I remember yes. that.
They Hold are on. Who we thought they were. And we
exactly. exactly.
Thank you, Denny Green, the late, great Denny Green. All right, Absolutely. What about Vegas? The Raiders opened up their new stadium this weekend, right, as 5-point underdogs to the Saints. Is that Correct. The ankle injury to Michael Thomas? Is that the only reason why the Saints aren't favored by more? Or they looked at the Raiders and saying they're not as bad as we think they are?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, right now it's evenly bet on this game. And unfortunately, with no fans being at the game, Michael Thomas being hurt, the Raiders are actually, we think, a little bit better than what they are. And the Saints, you know, I mean, they played the Bucs. And we know how the Bucs were last week. So big Monday night game. And you know how Chucky wants to get everybody fired up for Monday night when everyone's watching. So
yes.
that's why the number is a little bit lower than what we thought it would be.
All right, Lamar, last question. Dallas is favored by 4 over the Falcons. What impact did last week's game against the Rams have on this line?
Well, the sharps are all over the Falcons. I can tell you that for sure. The sharps are all over the Falcons. And the line probably would have been higher had Dallas won that game, but they just didn't look good at all versus the Rams. Like I say, they were dominated up front. They had a couple things, a couple players. Alden Smith played decent, but their defense didn't look well. Vander Esch hurt. So that's why the line is a little bit lower than what we thought it would come after this debacle they had on Sunday night.
All right, that's our man, the one and only Lamar Mitchell.
Thanks,
great
buddy.
Great stuff as always, brother. Have All a great right, weekend out there in Vegas.
You too, fellas.
All right. There he is, Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sports Book Director. We got the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Rob and I give you our picks for the weekend. Listen up. You might earn some money.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates with Stephanie Mills. All right, Rob, it is time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff!
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
One sec, Chris. I'm in the crate. All right, Fox Sports Radio. It is the Pigskin Pickoff with the thank you with the great Rob Parker, who is 15-0 in his first week of picks.
If it's you, dude, it's week two.
No, we it's just irrelevant. Come on, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
All I'm gonna say is CB. Week one just happened.
Do you start every week off with I won the last two Super Bowls?
All right, no,
CB,
we don't have time for
we got to recap before we move forward.
Yes.
So I'm just letting the fans know if you're trying to do week one bets, Rob Parker's your guy. That's all I'm trying to
do,
CB. That's
all right.
it.
All right, I'll give you
But
that.
As we move forward and we look back real quick, Rob Parker was 5-0 and CB was 2-3. As he likes to say, he's all about the postseason. So we'll see if CB can muster it up and get his ring back from Rob Parker this year. So, guys, let's go into our five picks this week, and let's see if we can make the fans some money, 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 as CB likes to say. Hold on, CB. I think I got that drop of you somewhere that you like to say. Oh, here.
Money!
There we go. So, guys, let's start with Washington at Arizona, and Arizona's the favorite at 5.5. So, CB, who do you got?
You know, I almost went with Washington. I got to be honest. Listening to our man Lamar Mitchell made me go ahead and go with Arizona. Because this is a tough one. 6.5 is a lot. But they are at home.
I know,
because
I got bit last night with that 6.5.
Right. I'm going to go with Arizona.
What you got, Rob?
Yeah, you know, it's just so hard. I just have to see more from Washington. Haskins didn't light it up last week, Chris. I think he only had one touchdown.
He's been better, but yeah, he ain't been like a stud. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Arizona. I know. It's kind of like, it sounds like a lot of points, and they're on the road, and they might not play as well. They did knock off the 49ers. I'm going to go with Arizona in that game as well.
So both you guys going Arizona. Okay, I like it. Let's go game two now, guys. We got Falcons at the Cowboys, and Cowboys are the favorite at 4. So what do you guys think here?
I keep going with them, even as they keep letting me down quite a bit. I'm going with Dallas.
What you got, Rob?
You know what? I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think that they're desperate. They can score points. They have a quarterback. Dallas's defense wasn't that impressive. I say they win a shootout. That's probably, didn't the points go up or whatever? I think they win a shootout. And the Falcons need a win to keep their season going. And I think the Cowboys can overcome an 0-2 start. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I think I got a drop here for you, Rob, on the desperation.
Desperation is a stinky cologne.
Yeah, so we'll see if it works out for him, man.
Desperation is big time in the NFL.
Yeah, you ain't playing, man. Okay, so let's go to game three with you guys. This is the Pigskin Pickoff with The Odd Couple celebrating their 2-year anniversary. And Rob Parker skipped on the anniversary, but we'll keep it. We'll move forward. So the third.
I had to go see my side piece yesterday. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jonas. Man.
Jonas?
It is Jonas. He wasn't here either.
That's right.
Wow. It all makes sense now. So the third game, we have Giants at the Bears, da Bears, and the Bears are the favorites at 5.5. So, Rob, who do you like?
I just don't believe in Danny Dimes and the Giants. I know they kind of kept it a little close with the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Bears at home. They came back that big win against the Lions on the road. They have the Giants. Can they win by 6 points? I think they can. They can win by 2 field goals. I'm going to take the Bears.
This is getting scary. We could have we could be the same on this one all week or this whole,
well,
this
so
whole
far,
weekend.
Right.
I got Chicago, and I think I'm guessing your other two. I got Chicago in this one.
Well, I think Rob went with Falcons the last pick, and you went Cowboys.
Oh, no,
so you guys, so we have
different.
That one. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the fourth pick here with you guys. We have Ravens at the Texans, and Ravens are the favorites here at 7 points. So, Rob, who do you like?
Until further notice, I'm betting on the Ravens every week. I just can't. I know 7 points. I know Houston's desperate. They need a win bad, but I'm going with the Ravens until they stop him. Chris, it's hard for me not to bet on the Ravens.
I got to agree. In the regular season, heck, when's the last time somebody slowed Lamar down in the regular
season?
Not at all. So, yeah, I'm with Rob on this one. I got Baltimore. I know 7's a lot, but heck, they've been wiping people out in the regular season, so I'm going with Baltimore.
All right, so Pigskin Pickoff. We have 4 games in total so far. We went Washington at Arizona. Both you guys went Arizona. Falcons at Cowboys. Chris went Cowboys. Rob went Falcons. Giants at Bears. Both went Bears. Ravens at Texans. Both went Ravens. So the last pick here for you guys, we have the Patriots, Rob's favorite now since Brady's not there, at the Seahawks. And Seahawks are favored at 3.5. So, Rob, who do you like here?
I'm going with Seattle up there. Cam's first road game for them. I know they have Belichick. I can't go against Seattle, and we saw Russell Wilson was impressive in the opener. I just can't go against Seattle at home. I know it's 3.5. I know it's Bill Belichick, Chris, but I'm gonna go with Seattle.
Yeah, I'm with Seattle as well. Look, I'm pulling for Cam and the Patriots, but they played the Dolphins last week. Let's not make too much out
of
what
it was. Right, let's not get crazy.
Right? And they didn't light them up. But what, they scored 21, I think. And so Seattle's defense is tougher. And obviously Russell Wilson, you know, is a different animal. So I do think Seattle wins by more than 3.5. So I got Seattle on this one as well. All right, thank you, Alex. DJ
my guys.
Alex Teicher was in the crates all night.
Back to the crates.
Rob, thanks to our staff.
Weekend.
Yes,
thanks
thank
to the
you guys.
Staff. Vince,
you guys
great
are welcome.
Job. Brian, hey, Finley.
Hey.
Y'all have a great weekend. Listeners, be safe. Peace.